Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Not just the Small Business Advocate Show, but the 17th anniversary of the Small Business Show, Small Business Advocate Show. And it's just you and me. I thought maybe you might be interested to have a little history. And if you're a startup, maybe it'll give you a little bit of give you a little bit of inspiration. If you're established, you'll probably see yourself in the story I'm going to tell, and you'll nod your head knowingly, and maybe remember some times of your own. But I, as you may know, I've said on the show before, in 1989, I'd been a good employee for 23 years. I'd been, you know, all the way from, you know, being a delivery man to the president of a company. And VPs of other companies, and I'd been in three industries for 20 something years, and retail, technology, and finance, but I had gotten downsized twice in 18 months in 89, and I started my consulting business right after that. Started my small business, the one that I have now. We're just doing something different, and I had that business I was a consultant for a long time. And then in 97, I decided that I wanted to say what I was doing, talk about what I was saying to small business owners one at a time. I wanted to start saying that to more than one at a time. And that's the reason I started my broadcast in November of 97. Now, since day one, I've been syndicated. And as you know, I'm an independent. I'm not part of any big, one of the big networks. So I'm not an employee. This is my business. I own this business. I own this broadcast. When I remember hearing one of the famous hosts one time on the radio saying he was going to be gone tomorrow. He was going to be out. Somebody else was going to be sitting in for him. He didn't know who was going to be sitting in for him. The network was going to arrange for that. Well, you know what? Nobody sits in for me. I show up every day just like you do. And this is what I do. And so I started this business, but there was no funding for it. I had no money for it. I didn't have any investors to put money in those first days, and I had to fund it from my other businesses. And I did that for a long time, until literally for about 5 years. It took me 5 years to get sponsorships. And I finally got that going. Actually, it was probably between 4 and 5 years. Finally got that going, and we've been able to maintain that ever since. But that's how long I stayed with this without having any kind of real sponsorships. I had some small stuff, but nothing that would really pay the freight. And finally we were able to get that done. And I came to work every day knowing that I didn't know if this was going to work. It was going to work or not. When should I stop? At what point do I stop believing in this? How do I know that I'm doing the right thing? Folks, I had all those feelings, just like you do, just like you have, and maybe how you feel right now. So when I talk to you about when I'm talking to you about being a business owner, about being the CEO of your business, about starting and running and growing a small business, you know, at least now, if not you didn't before, you know that there's nothing that you've gone through that I haven't gone through. I've been there. I know what it's like not to know if you're going to be here the next day. Your business was going to be able to even open it up the next day. Heck, I've been where I didn't know if I was going to be here for the next hour, literally. And I know how to bootstrap a business. I know how to grow it one nickel at a time. And I know what setbacks look like. And I know what happens when things start working out. And it's just all about putting one foot in front of the other, one building block on top of the other, one baby step at a time, gain a nickel and then get another nickel and put them together, and now you got a dime, and before you know it, you got a quarter, but it's very incremental. Out here on Main Street, it's very incremental, and you got to be able to concentrate. You got to be able to focus. You got to be able to be dedicated, and you can't be distracted. If you're working on the thing that you're good at and that you love and that you know, and it's where you're supposed to be, you can't get distracted. You have to focus, and you have to slowly but surely build critical mass. And that's what we've done here with our show. And not long after we started broadcasting, we started simulcasting on the internet. So I've been nationally on the radio since 97. I've been around the world on the internet since 98. I was simulcasting on the internet when most people just had dial-up. And we finally, the connectivity caught up with us. Now most people have broadband, right? So we've been doing that. Then I started writing my books, and I've written three now. And those books are products of this show. They're products, things that I've learned in not only doing the show, but running the business that produced the show. And it was all part of Paul, all grew out of all of that. We've written three books, and they've been successful. And my books are part of my entrepreneurship. We have our own publishing company. And we've sold a lot of books, a lot more than if a New York publisher had our books. And it's because we stayed focused on what's important to you, small business owners, helping you. That's our focus. That's what's been our focus all these years. We stayed focused on our customer. And that's what I encourage you to continue to do. Stay focused on your customer. And in the 17 years since we started, a lot of new things have happened. A lot of things have changed. But there are some things that have not changed. Customers still like it when you say thank you. Don't let anybody tell you that's not true, because it's not. Customers still like it when you make them believe and when you convince them and you mean that you're grateful for their business. That has not changed. The fundamentals of running the financial part of your business has not changed. If you grow, you've got to capitalize that growth. You've got to fund that growth. That has not changed. And if you're gonna grow and sustain growth, you've got to be the CEO in your company. You can't just be the manager all the time. You got to carve out some time to be the CEO, the strategist, the visionary, the planner. You got to be that person and assume that role in your business. I've learned that since I've been here. And that's all part of growing a business. And it's been 17 great years. Thank you for allowing me to do it with you. And I hope you've gotten something out of it. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.